This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Front lines of the information war.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
11 through it. Paul Watson, Mike Cernovich coming up in the next segment. Ryan Shotgun with us, Jack Posobiec. I had so many guests on today, I'm like 30 minutes behind, so I want to thank all our guests for waiting and you, the viewers and listeners. Jack, what's going on with them readying indictments for Manafort, having to admit they've been illegally spying on Trump and everybody else because they want to try to use that in court after denying it? Comey caught perjuring himself, wall-to-wall insanity, massive Google censorship. Just what is going on from your educated, informed view?
Alex, what we're seeing here is a full court press by Mueller and his team to put pressure on Manafort, and not just Manafort, but anyone else who was associated with the campaign, with the Trump campaign, and anyone else that's even working in the White House right now. They're trying to institute a chilling effect on policy, on Trump supporters, from walking forward, from working with the president, from getting things done. Now, what they're done is they've had Paul Manafort under wiretap surveillance. They had it done during the campaign. They had it done during the transition. This is information that I reported all the way back in July. And I know, Alex, you guys have been talking about this. I specifically had the nugget that Manafort was their target during the Trump Tower meetings. I put that out. Now, the mainstream media runs around and said, oh, you guys are fake news. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't have real sources. Well, 2 months later, they're now forced to admit it was true, because as part of Mueller's new plan, see, they thought they could just get him on the wiretap. They thought they would have evidence on the wiretap and that would be enough. And then they wouldn't actually have to disclose it because it would all be covered by FISA and would be considered part of the classified investigation. However, now they don't have anything, they actually have to admit it when they go forward, because if they want to introduce any of this stuff to a potential grand jury later or potentially release it out in open court, it's all going to come true. So that is why CNN is forced to admit this. That is why CNN is putting out the report now, even after Trump, of course, tweeted it out back in March. We reported it back in July that it was Manafort that they were targeting. Now the media is forced to come clean because Mueller is going again and again with trying to just these fishing expeditions, going out there, has nothing. The FISA judge even came back and at one point revoked the FISA warrant because there was a lack of evidence. I'm like, did you hear that, Mueller? Lack of evidence. You don't have anything. He's just trying to make a big stink to make it seem like he has something to get Manafort to cut a deal or to potential shake. What he's trying to do, Alex, is shake the tree. And it's
no, exactly. But I'm sick of the arrogance and
discernment used in law enforcement, where you really, really make a big stink as if you're on to something, you're on to people to see if others will come forward, if others will flip on the president and come forward with different things that are out there to go against him.
Sure.
And it's just not true.
Exactly. You know they're shaking the tree, but they're the crooks. They're the ones who have done 1,000 times what they claim Trump has done. And forget just political tit for tat. I'm sick of watching them arrogantly walk around with all those Democrat lawyers when Mueller walks in and like he's so powerful, like thugs in high school. He goes, yeah, Mueller. And then he goes, oh, it's Mueller. Oh, he's God. He'll get Trump. I'm just sick of these criminals and all the crap they've, the child kidnapping and trafficking and Islamic terror and Clinton corruption they've covered up. I mean, Mueller is one of the most evil people in America.
No, I agree with your characterization as a school. It kind of reminds me of Animal House and Dean Wormer. It's like he's got Dean Wormer is putting Manafort on double secret probation now, and Manafort can't know what's going on. I'm going to put you on probation.
Even CNN admits that Mueller's done illegal stuff. I mean, just totally dangerous, just rampaging around like he's God. I just think Mueller's just an idiot. I'm so sick of him coming up with the Clintons. We're going to be right back. We got Jack Posobiec here, Paul Watson coming up, hosting this hour. We'll get some final comments from Mike Cernovich. Hillary Clinton's threatening to sue him straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar, newswars.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
And every Tuesday, Paul Joseph Watson co-hosts the transmission. Many days hosts himself. Heading up InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as our main editor. Working with all the great crew like Kit and many others. Don Salazar, you name it. What a great team we've got here. We got Paul Watson right now. Cernovich had to run off with an emergency phone call, but he's coming back. It might be some big breaking news, he's telling me. And Jack Posobiec riding shotgun. I'm skipping 2 network breaks, so Paul gets his time back. We've got articles on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com where you can't make this up. They're mad that Trump didn't mention Russia in his UN speech. No, he just mentioned sovereignty and respecting nation states and, you know, getting back to that. Here's a Kit Daniels article on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. L.A. Times complains deported illegals overloading Mexican government. Yes. Yes, it's okay to overload us, but don't overload Mexico with their own people. Recently deported illegals are overloading the school systems in Mexico. That's funny. The L.A. Times is reporting after ignoring the fact that illegals were doing that in the U.S. for years. It's like they write this intentional comedy, but it's not. It's unintentional. The total political correctness where they had that Finnish police chief go, it is good to have terrorists in our schools to teach our children diversity. That's a quote. And I'm reading these headlines like, police chief says we need terrorists in our schools. That's a quote. Then there's video of it. But again, once you're Stockholmed out, it's like the, you know, one of the heads of the Texas vaccine program from Baylor goes, whites are evil. We need to kill all the whites. They're bad people. They don't comply with the government. She's a white lady because whites are the number one group not getting vaccines. And it's, she goes, I'm a minority white and I'm proud of it. It's like this thing. I'm anti-white and I'm proud of it. Well, just lady, it's okay, you mental patient. Maybe you grew up with racist parents. I don't know. So now you've got to go the other direction where you sound like some kind of, you know, UFO cult or something. I just, you've gone crazy. And you've got a cult of following corporate orders and making us submit. No amount of censorship, no amount of any of us can do it. Paul, you got the Russian narrative imploding, even as Mueller gets ready with his kangaroo indictment from the swamp, from the District of Columbia. You've got all this incredible stuff happening. We're totally vindicated on the illegal spying, perjury by Brennan, by Comey, illegal leaking, just... I mean, the amount of news coming out, Pelosi, I haven't played this at a rally where she's saying, Trump's going to do DACA and legalize you all. They go, screw you, white devil. Rah. I mean, she's like shaking. I'm going to play it in a minute. She goes, but you don't want DACA? I'm a billionaire since I got in office. I just want to swindle everybody and get more Botox in my brain. It's a clan. It's a Hispanic hate group. There's nothing you can do to ever make them happy. They're a creation of the CIA. They're useful idiots. Just like any white supremacist group. So Paul, we've entered the vortex here. What do you got coming up today? What are you going to be covering before we finish up with Posobiec and Mike Cernovich?
Got a ton of stuff to cover, Alex. We've got the Antifa professor, who literally says he's a member of Antifa, calling for dead cops. He hasn't even been fired yet. But you talk about Russian hysteria. The anti-Pelosi protest, the Dreamers, you know, heckling Pelosi yesterday, which she covered, they had a Democratic senator come out, Jean Shaheen, come out on CNN today and say that those protests by would-be illegal immigrants, or at least illegal immigrant supporters, were organized by Russia. She actually said that those anti-Pelosi protests, which are by... far from right-wingers protesting her, obviously, that is the work of Vladimir Putin.
Excuse me, I hadn't seen this yet, but I see them putting the Hill newspaper up. You're telling me Pelosi and the Democrats that created the La Reconquista Hispanic KKK mental patient chip-on-the-shoulder movement of babies, you're telling me that this loser group, she's blaming Trump and Russia? I mean, yeah. You're kidding.
No, they should have the clip. I sent them the clip earlier. This is a Democratic senator, Jean Shaheen, who said this on CNN today. They've got the clip if you want to play
it. Yeah, we've got it right now. Let's go ahead and play this crazy lady before we go to the clip from yesterday where Pelosi's like, we're going to legalize you. Huh? You don't want Dreamer. I mean, it's like, no, lady. It's like, James Bond, you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. We're a KKK group. We're scum. You created us, lady. You gave birth to us. There at the toilet bowl. Here's the clip Paul's talking about.
Who believe that we need to do something to protect the Dreamers. And that's what I'm certainly going to continue to work on.
But again, I'm just confused about why they're holding Nancy Pelosi at fault here. Do they not like that she's working with the president to do this?
Listen, you'll have to ask them. Who knows who's stirring up this kind of animosity? What we know about the Russians and their interference in the 2016 election is that they tried to increase divisions within this country. We saw it again in Charlottesville. So we don't know what's behind this, but what we do know is that we need to take action to protect the Dreamers, to allow them to stay in America.
This is, Paul, we are seeing total mental illness.
No, I mean, it's gone absolutely rampant now, this Russian hysteria. Alex, I got one that's even worse. I don't know if you covered this earlier, but I just tweeted it out. They can try and grab it. This is a two-minute clip posted on Twitter by Investigate Russia, an account on Twitter, which is, I think it's linked with the actual Russian investigation. I'll have to check that. But it's Morgan Freeman in a PSA saying we are at war with Russia and that President Trump needs to come out and call out Russia and we're at war with them.
Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman, yeah.
Guys, grab it off at Prison Planet and then retweet it at Real Alex Jones. This has reached biblical proportions. Let's bring in Jack Posobiec here for a final comment on this insanity. I got to be honest with you, Jack. At a sick level, this is incredibly entertaining. I mean, I can hardly sleep now watching weirdo, senile dingbats claim Russia attacked Korea. Islands float. They think George Bush is still president. And now the Russians run Mecha and La Raza. No, the Ford Foundation and the CIA do. This is next level, man.
We saw this as well with Whoopi Goldberg on The View not too long ago when she claimed Antifa was really Trump supporters dressing up and attacking themselves to make it look like they were being attacked by the alt-left. This, in 20 years, Alex, we're going to look back. History will look back at this time period, and we'll talk about Muellerism the way we used to talk about McCarthyism. That's what it's becoming. It's getting to be a parody of itself. They are reaching untold, intolerable levels of conspiracy theory, hysteria. And unfortunately, when you hear that kind of stuff from United States senators' mouths, that is the mouth of the people that want to put us on a war footing with Russia. That is what this all is leading towards. That is what they want. Regardless if they want war or not, they wanted to spend money so they can buy military supplies and build up the military surplus. That is the goal with this. Hopefully, and I pray to God this doesn't happen, that my children don't see it someday, war with between the U.S. and Russia. It would be World War III.
What do you make of this new thing Paul tweeted out at Prison Planet that we're going to play in a minute? Morgan Freeman saying we're now at war with Russia. It's one thing to have the failed sportscaster and actor, over at Esquire screaming Russian scum over and over again, Keith Olbermann. But Morgan Freeman, who sometimes says some pretty sensible things, all the race baiting.
It's dangerous. It's very dangerous because if you look at the characters they have Morgan Freeman play in these movies, he always plays a character that's either God or the president or this huge source of reliability. So he's seen as this overall authority figure that we should all respect and that we should all listen to. That's who Morgan Freeman always plays. That's who people are conditioned to see him as in these films. And now when he comes out and you hear the very famous, right, the Morgan Freeman voice, the one we all know and love from Shawshank Redemption, now saying we're at war with Russia when no shot has been fired from Russia at the United States or vice versa. No war has been declared that I am aware of from Putin on us. It is a stalemate, and it should remain a stalemate. It is a daytime.
Well, you know what's happening. You know what's happening.
But war, that is not something I want to be conditioned to see.
Globalists have taken the whole world over. There's only a few sovereign countries, the U.S. and Russia, and a few others. And so they want to play two final sovereign nations, two so-called Christian nations, still have the seed of Christianity, the potential. They want to play us off against each other. Jack Posobiec at Jack Posobiec right there on Twitter and all the great work you do. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, we're going to go back to Paul Watson and then Mike Cernovich here in a moment. But first, since Paul brought this up, retweet it. It is right now at Prison Planet. We're going to get an article up. This is insane. The voice of God, Morgan Freeman, says we are at war with Russia. Russian scum! Here's the clip.
We have been attacked. We are at war. Imagine this movie script. A former KGB spy, angry at the collapse of his motherland, plots a course for revenge. Taking advantage of the chaos, he works his way up through the ranks of a post-Soviet Russia and becomes president. He establishes an authoritarian regime, then he sets his sights on his sworn enemy, the United States. And like the true KGB spy,
he tries to get their birth rates up, secure their border, and save their country and promote Christianity. Like an evil KGB spy, he tries to defeat ISIS and Al-Qaeda, murdering Christians all over the Middle East. Like a true KGB spy, he tries to deploy technology to the third world. Russia can't even stabilize itself. It's trying to. The globalists are trying to bully it into submission, just like us. That's the only Russian connection. Morgan Freeman, look at this guy. I mean, who? What is CIR? Crap Info Royale? Committee to Investigate Russia. Isn't that the group with the actress that they keep putting on Fox News and it turns out is like an actress and just makes? Oh, my God. This is what the CIA comes up with? Morgan Freeman, that we're at war with Russia because Trump wants to get the stock market going and build our military? Oh, I'm sorry. Play the rest of the clip. God almighty.
He secretly uses cyber warfare to attack democracies around the world.
With no proof.
Using social media.
Hillary had Google, Facebook, Twitter, all the other sites, Gig, Reddit, all attacking. They had Hollywood. They had all the major networks. They had all the big banks. They had the corrupt Vatican. They had the corrupt Saudi Arabians. They had all the EU, all the Mexican government. Everybody gang up and say, you can't have Trump. You can't have a stock market. You can't have jobs. We sold your jobs off. You sit there and you take it. And you can't be a Christian. And we run your kids. And families are bad. And now you're telling me it wasn't us that did it, Morgan. It was the Russians. Good Lord. Man, they're making their move. Here it is.
The world. Using social media to spread propaganda and false information. He convinces people in democratic society.
Pause again. Back it up 10 seconds. We said it was illegal wiretapping. We've been proven correct. We're not the fake news. I mean, I'm sorry, finish up with Morgan Freeman. Here it is.
It is to distrust their media, their political processes, even their neighbors. And he wins. Vladimir Putin is their spy, and this is no movie script. We need our president to speak directly to us and tell us the truth. We need him to sit behind the desk in the Oval Office and say, my fellow Americans, during this past election, we came under attack by the Russian government. I've called on Congress and our intelligence community to use every resource available to conduct a thorough investigation to determine exactly how this happened. The free world is counting on us for leadership. For 241 years, our democracy has been a shining example to the world of what we can all aspire to.
Wow.
And we owe it to the brave people who have fought and died to protect this great nation and save democracy. And we owe it to our future generations to continue the fight.
Join the committee to investigate Russia. Join the fight.
Wow. I mean, you talk about a load of horse manure. Paul Watson and Mike Cernovich. Paul, I mean, this is next level. And then we're going to go back to Mike Cernovich. What the hell do you make of this? I mean, this is totally made up, totally insane, and just states a bunch of lies as if it's fact. And Trump even played along and went, okay, maybe Russians did. It's wrong. Okay, more sanctions. Russia, you're bad. And then still, go in there, repudiate it, say your election's a fraud. That's how Hillary, who admitted today she wants to overturn the election, that's what they're trying to maneuver. I got to give Morgan Freeman and the CIA leftists this. They are some bold bastards, Paul.
Well, this is the truth about this clip, Alex. Put out by the Committee to Investigate Russia. You asked who was behind it. This is a non-partisan group, right? That's what they said on the website, non-partisan. Oh, look at the advisory board. It's James Clapper once again.
Well, look at the symbol. It's the same as the same font as CFR. Oh, they think we're dumb. It's the CFR right there. It's the Central Intelligence Republic or whatever. Oh, they think we're dumb.
No, Alex, the first name they list on this advisory board is Max Boot, top CFR globalist.
Neocon.
This is the globalist. Literally putting out a clip saying we're at war with Russia. And it's James Clapper. And in this clip, they're whining about fake news. This Clapper literally got on NBC with Chuck Todd and said they never surveilled anyone in the Trump administration. He's the genesis of fake news. And they say that we're fake news in this clip. Oh, and by the way, we're at war with Russia.
How much do you think they paid Morgan Freeman to do this?
I don't know at this point, but again, it's like Jack was saying, he's associated with positions of authority. That's why they chose.
Yeah, they admit Rob Reiner runs this with the CFR, just like we thought.
Yeah, it's all it's CFR.
Hollywood was literally worshiping Russia when it was communist and killing Christians. And now they're so pissed that they can't strangle Russians anymore and do ritual magic on their dead children.
No, it's absolutely ghastly rhetoric, Alex. You've got somebody who's trusted. Because they can't reach people via the news because less and less people are actually watching it. So they have to get a big Hollywood star up there. The other organization linked with it is the American Enterprise Institute. So, again, it's all these never-Trump neocon organizations that are behind this clip.
And they're all doing it because they're desperate. I want to get Mike Cernovich's take on this and turn this hour over to Paul, who I want to join me again this week, Paul. Cernovich, what do you make of this next level, I think, a desperate gambit?
Yeah, Max Boot wrote an article, a column, actually, for the L.A. Times where he defended Susan Rice, even though Susan Rice lied and claimed that she had never unmasked and spied on people. And then when she got caught, she goes, oh, I did it for the good thing. This is wartime propaganda, and this proves that Hollywood, which, by the way, why isn't Morgan Freeman doing a video on pedophilia in Hollywood? Where's Morgan Freeman's video on the abuse in Hollywood of underage people, boys and girls? Why is Morgan Freeman not standing up against pedophiles in Hollywood? Every time you look around, they got nothing to say about that, but then they have a lot to say about conspiracy theories involving Russia. What I think is really going on here is Putin is actually very anti-pedophile and has done a lot of things to fight.
Oh, no, that's what it is. There's a global anti-pedophile network down. If you're not for the pedophiles, you're against them, and that's what it is. And anybody for the deep state is now a pedophile.
Deep state is definitely part of the pedophile networks, and they are pro-pedophile. There's no question about it. Again, in the earlier segment, we talked about how Google and Facebook have literally hired lobbyists to fight
to allow the advertising of enslaved and kidnapped women on the web.
Right. Right. So if you want to kidnap a child, chain her to a radiator in the house, beat her up with a whip.
And let 10 guys rape her a day and give her AIDS, then shoot her in the back of the head and throw her in a lake. It's totally liberal. Just like suicide nets at Foxconn with Apple. As long as you're liberal, it's loving.
Well, they want your ad revenue. Not even that, but they'll say, hey, if you want to advertise on the web for molesting children, then go right ahead. You have that free speech right. But Mike Cernovich and Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson and Jack Posobiec and Andrew Torba of Gab and nobody else has free speech rights. No, no, no. So they're fighting hard to shut us up because why? What is the common theme, Alex? If we didn't talk about
we're not pedophiles. We're not psychopaths. We're not in the psychopath club.
Yeah, if we quit talking about pedophiles and the pedophile rings, then they would leave us alone. That's what this is really
about. And by the way, you had to pop off for 15 minutes with an emergency call. Any big breaking news?
Nothing that I can release, but I'll let you know kind of back channel. But there is definitely it's embargoed right now. But, yeah, there's definitely a war on anybody who addresses and attacks the pedophile networks, Google and Facebook, pro-pedophile.
Yeah, I noticed you just came back covering pedophiles, so I guess your call dealt with that. Like, just leave the pedophiles alone. Everything will be all right.
Well, I was actually told on a certain case. Oh, by the way, I don't know if we ever covered this segment, but I actually filed a lawsuit to unseal records involving pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and one of his accused madams. I spent $25,000 for that. We lost at trial. It went up on appeal, and you'll never believe it, but the Reporters Committee for a Free Press actually filed an amicus curiae brief supporting my argument that I'm entitled to these records about these pedophile networks. So I put my money where my mouth is. I'm suing to expose these pedophile networks. That's why they want to shut us down. That's why they want to crush us. Google and Facebook, we can now declare with absolute certainty, are pro-pedophile. They won't respect our free speech rights. They'll kick us off the internet. But if you go after pedophiles or people who advertise...
Oh, I know. I've been working with folks high level, and let me tell you, it doesn't matter if you're in the government or not. You expose pedophiles, they come after you big time. Mike Cernovich, wow, Hillary's law firm threatened to sue you over Pepper the Frog. That is certainly rich. Thank you so much. Ed Cernovich on Twitter. Thanks for spending time with us.
Always a pleasure, Alex. You know, litigation is just the way it is now. So I'm filing lawsuits. I'm getting sued. And What do you do, man? That's why I always thank the people for their support. We'd be nothing without them.
Absolutely. At Cernovich, support you. Support us at InfoWars.com. He's right. Paul Watson's taking over. Straight ahead. We're skipping the next break after this one so he gets more time. I'm going to turn the baton over to Paul Joseph Watson, who's so awesome. Everybody should lobby him to come on every day. We'll be right back with Paul Watson, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Big specials in today. Please support us, InfoWarsStore.com today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR, lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff cost us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Joseph Watson from London, England, on the Alex Jones Show.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And Paul Joseph Watson from Her Britannic Majesty's London.
We are back. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Got a ton of news to cover in the final 30 minutes of this broadcast. Big article we had up on InfoWars.com yesterday. Actually, before I get into that, let's just preface it with this. This is from an article up on InfoWars.com today. Poll by the Brookings Institution finds that one-fifth of students, they polled students at four major U.S. universities, one-fifth of students support using violence to shut down free speech. Of course, we had the Ben Shapiro event at Berkeley last week. We've got the big free speech week potentially coming up next week. They're still trying to block it. Ann Coulter, Steve Bannon, Milo Yiannopoulos, a bunch of other big speakers set to attend this free speech week, still trying to block it on dodgy grounds of not having the right security. They're still trying to prevent the First Amendment from being exercised. Now, a new poll conducted by the Brookings Institution has found that 19%, that's almost one in five of students, support the use of violence to shut down offensive free speech, and over half, 51%, support the use of heckling to shut down speakers opposed by protesters. So that's basically deplatforming if the special snowflakes are triggered by a controversial, offensive speaker.
That's called authoritarianism, Paul. And that, by the way, in Berkeley, they're not letting him have an indoor speech so the police can let him be attacked. Talk about scum.
No, that's exactly it. This poll also found that a clear majority of students, 62%, believe it should be legally required for a group to offer a platform to a speaker with an opposing point of view if that on-campus organization is featuring a speaker known for making statements that many students consider to be offensive and hurtful because they're hurt by feelings. They literally have safe spaces where they get to cuddle puppies and have crayons for coloring in. So again, that's the fairness doctrine. That's basically 62% of students polled saying that they want the fairness doctrine by law instituted, where for every opinion you broadcast, you give a platform to, you have to give an opposing opinion. So again, this is absolutely frightening. 44% of respondents in this poll, compared to 39%, were unaware of the fact that the First Amendment, as defined by the Supreme Court, protects hate speech as free speech. Because of now hate, of course, now hate speech is anything right of Karl Marx, it's literally Hitler. The majority of respondents in this poll were unaware of that fact. Frightening state of understanding and awareness about free speech on US campuses right now. And that's because in some cases, the professors are literally members of Antifa, a group that violently attacks people over their free speech, a group that burns signs that say free speech. So we had this article up on Infowars.com yesterday. Antifa professor who bragged about teaching future dead cops, those are his own words, future dead cops, complains about receiving threats. Let me read some of the tweets that this professor, Michael Isaacson, tweeted back in August. Now they're finally getting attention. This is a guy.
God, look at that loser. He looks like reality winner.
Next up.
Give that guy a top security clearance.
Alex, you coined the term, really you popularized the term chicken neck thug. This is the epitome of a chicken neck thug. Look at that neck. Look at it. Well, this is a guy, this is serious. This guy is a professor who is an admitted open member of Antifa who teaches police officers at John Jay College in New York. He teaches cops. Listen to what he had to say about cops. These were his own tweets over the last few weeks. This is Mike Isaacson, the professor, chicken neck thug. Some of y'all might think it sucks being an anti-fascist teaching at John Jay College, but I think it's a privilege to teach future dead cops. That's what he tweeted. He followed it up with this imaginary violent scenario in which one of the cops asks him, quote, "Weren't you my econ professor?" He responds, "See, you had the opportunity, blade drops." So he's literally imagining himself murdering a police officer in the future who attended some of his classes. This guy is completely, completely insane, hysterical. He's teaching police officers. He's a member of Antifa. Here's another tweet, August 16th, Mike Isaacson. Quote, "What's even the point of a cop that isn't dead?" This guy is teaching police officers. Here's another one. "I hope somehow a SARTA comes up in lecture so a student defends her saying she didn't kill a cop, so I can say she probably did, and it's good." So who is a SARTA? Well, he's talking about Asarta Shakur, the cop-killing domestic terrorist who is on the FBI's top most wanted terrorist list, who is the foundational guru for Black Lives Matter. They literally chant her name at every Black Lives Matter demonstration. She killed a police officer. She's on the run. She's in exile in Cuba, I think it is. She's a domestic terrorist, FBI most wanted. He's saying that it's good that she killed a police officer. Here's another one of Professor Mike Isaacson's tweets. This is from April 6th. How to stop war. Shut down weapons factories. Kill superior officers. Overthrow capitalism. So again, he's talking about...
That is a standard Bolshevik playbook.
Exactly. Now, this is a guy who teaches police officers. They've put him on administrative leave. He's literally publicly calling for the murder of police officers. They haven't even properly fired him yet. Even de Blasio, Alex, who went out to, I think it was Hamburg a few months ago, to support Antifa, basically. Even de Blasio came out in New York and said that basically this guy needed to go. So this this has only come about in the last few days as a result of this group called Far Left Watch, which dug into his tweets from a month ago, brought them to public attention. He since got crushed in a debate with Tucker Carlson on Fox News. He was also on another Fox News show, I think it was the night after. But this guy has not been fired as of yet. This is the protection that they're affording to some of these Antifa professors.
Which shows the majority of the faculty supports it, and that's why he's so arrogant to run around in public trying to organize mass murder.
Exactly. I mean, you remember the professor back a few months ago, I think he was at Berkeley as well, who smashed the guy over the head with a bike lock. Again, Antifa member professor. And we wonder why university campuses are creating these little...
We wonder why this big Baylor professor who's involved in the vaccine of kids says kill all the white people. She's a white lady. It's like some lunatic asylum echo chamber.
No, exactly. I think we've got that clip ready now, Alex. I want to go to that clip. This is a professor, and this only, again, came out recently. Carol J. Baker, MD. They were talking about vaccines and the fact that the vast majority of people who refuse vaccines for their children are white people. And she was like, oh, the immigrants are great. They're so good. They take all their vaccines. If we could just get rid of white people. Here's the insidious thing about this. She's an infectious disease expert as well. Remember Dr. Eric Pianka, who talked about Ebola wiping out everyone and they all stood up and applauded. And he was an expert in infectious, I think it was biological warfare or something similar to that. Again, in another Texas college, I think it was. But this is Carol J. Baker, MD.
That's right. He said he can't wait till 90%+ are dead with a projection of red skulls behind him. He got a crying 3-minute standing ovation by the Texas Academy of Sciences.
And that was 11 years ago, maybe even 12 years ago.
It was 11 years ago.
Yeah, this shows how far we've gone. Let's go to the clip of Carol J. Baker at the event in Georgia saying we need to get rid of all the white people. Here's the clip.
I'm complaining because the average pediatrician or internist has 10 minutes for a visit, and you want to have them go get media trained? Excuse me.
Look at this long back.
The fight... The battle is being fought one family, one physician, one health center. That's why we're doing as well as we are. We're talking about the minority and strategies against the minority. So I have the solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about, well, hesitance, most of them we can talk into coming to terms,
you can
but
bully,
refusers.
Yeah.
We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States because Houston is the most diverse city in the entire United States. There's 7 Asian languages spoken in that city.
This is virtue signal.
I've been a minority for more than 20 years in the city of Houston.
She's got an argument for getting rid of white people.
The majority is, we call Hispanic. That is not a race or an ethnicity. That is a political designation. But a lot of them are from Central, South America, Mexico. Guess who wants to get vaccinated the most? Immigrants.
People you control.
Part of it.
That's what made Donald Trump's comments about bringing disease.
Right.
When they come here.
Immigrants.
Better vaccination rates in Mexico.
It is well-educated in terms of pieces of paper that they put on their wall. People that have been here a long time, and it's very unfortunate. But I think we need not lose the big picture.
Yeah, like the Guatemalans. I'm sorry, Paul. I have to take over. The show's so good. I mean, like all the Latin Americans they caught giving syphilis to. That was very loving.
But again, these are the people who are teaching our kids, Alex. With literal members of Antifa and people who say kill all the white people. No wonder, and while I'm talking about this, if they want to go on my Twitter, there's a picture that I posted today of some creature, some gender-fluid creature. I don't quite know what it is, but the line is Professor Material right here. That's the tweet. And it's this creature. I don't even know if it's a man or a woman. Wearing a shirt that says white men are terrorists. Whatever the hell it is probably a professor at Berkeley. This Carol Baker's a professor. We've got this Antifa member who's literally fantasizing on Twitter about killing cops while teaching cops. Saying, I'm teaching future dead cops. Isn't it great?
Well, Paul, it's projection. It's projection. These are losers that hate themselves. They're white, so they keep projecting. And I keep asking, why is it mainly whites saying kill all the whites? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Take over.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, Alex, because if you want to go back to the Antifa professor with the chicken neck, the chicken-necked thug, people began making memes out of his chicken neck, for example, putting his head on top of a Pez container, which is a particularly good one. But he responded, he was obviously triggered by that. He said, oh, you sound like the people in my kindergarten who bullied me. So I thought, oh, that's interesting. That might explain where his entire demeanor and attitude comes from. You see the Pez meme right there. He responded to that and he was like, oh, this is the intellectual level.
But show him on Tucker Carlson above. He has a literal ostrich neck. What the hell is that?
Scary.
Well, I told you, I've been out at these demonstrations. They either look like goblins or chicken necks.
Exactly. But now, Alex, we've got this article, and even a liberal studies professor, there are a few actual classical liberals left, called Michael Rechtenwald. The headline is, NYU professor calls on John Jay College president to terminate Mike Isaacson. This is out of Far Left Watch, because he hasn't been terminated yet. This is the letter that he wrote to the college. This is a liberal studies professor. I'm a full professor at NYU and a concerned educator. I'm not a right-winger, an alt-right-winger, or even a conservative. I'm a firm advocate of academic freedom and the intellectual self-determination of university and college faculty members. I strongly believe in the U.S. Constitution, the rights endowed each and every one of us by virtue of the Constitution and its first 10 amendments. I am asking you to terminate the employment of Mike Isaacson, not only for what he has said, but also for what he advocates, the infringement of others' rights, even their right to live. Isaacson openly advocates the stripping of rights from those with whom he disagrees. Antifa's stated mission, they aim to silence and destroy their enemies by any means necessary. So you've got huge representatives of cop unions coming out. You've even got people like de Blasio, who by no means is a right-winger.
And the college still won't do it because he's saying what they're pushing.
They still won't do it. They've put him on administrative leave. This has been raging since last week. They still haven't fired him. There's a big petition that's gone out today, Alex, calling for him to be fired. Still haven't fired him. They're clinging on to this. We'll see what happens. But these kind of people are teaching your kids. No surprise, therefore, that we have this behavior from students. This is an article out of Campus Reform. Pro-Antifa students give the finger to victims of communism. Antifa-supporting students from Clemson University recently expressed their political sentiment by openly mocking the victims of communism memorial on social media. So they've got this cute little thing where they find memorial statues that haven't yet been torn down that are homages to victims of communism. And they give them the middle finger and post it on Twitter because that's so brave, isn't it? So it's literally a monument to the more than 100 million victims of communism around the world and to the freedom of those still living under totalitarian regimes. They gave it the finger because that's edgy, because that's cool. They're literally communists who advocate totalitarian.
So let me ask you this question, Paul. We're giving this break so you have more time. What happens to these people if they don't take over, or if they do? Until I've been in here eating my lunch, messing with my hair. But the point is that what happens to the millions of weird mentally ill ne'er-do-wells that have been created?
They all go on to work for Google and Facebook and Twitter. That's what a lot of them do, especially, you know, on the West Coast. That's why we see ridiculous levels of censorship. now being intensified on social media, because they're doing all these, well, they're doing diversity hires for one, which is people who aren't talented or skillful.
Or they get national security jobs like Reality Winner.
Yeah, so they're doing that, and they're also, these chicken-necked thugs, literal chicken-necked thugs, are being given censorship jobs within the new Ministry of Truth, which is Facebook, which is Twitter, which is YouTube. So that's where they're going. I mean, some of them are going to grow out of it. I mean, I had idiotic opinions about the world when I was 16. I actually grew up. The fact is they're in arrested development, and they've got these teachers telling them that they have the moral high ground, that they're literally fighting fascists, and they believe it. It's a cult. So it's whether they can escape the cult. The Kool-Aid is pretty tempting at this point, because they're being exalted not only by their own professors, but by the media and the political class, of course, who came out vehemently after Charlottesville and backed Antifa. Now, since then, some of them have had to reverse that and back away. Some of them haven't. So again, they're being given the moral high ground. They're being pumped full of this righteous indignation. They literally think they're fighting Nazis. So they're going to continue with this.
And they'll just randomly walk up to like any well-dressed woman and hit her in the head with a bike lock or a club. And then it turns out it'll be like some liberal lesbian they almost kill with a subdural hematoma. But they just don't care because they just want to kill somebody.
No, it's, I mean, I predict soon. I mean, this is like a weathermen-style attitude, right? They're going to start bombing police stations soon. You watch. They're going to start kidnapping and killing people. That's the next step. It's an absolute miracle that Antifa hasn't killed somebody already. They've violently assaulted innumerable people, put them in hospital, vicious attacks. I'm predicting there will be some kind of domestic terror attack, and it will be the violent, hysterical alt-left responsible for it. And when it happens, the media will gloss over it as quickly as possible.
Well, Paul, I don't want to disagree with you, but Black Lives Matter, Antifa, two different arms on the same Soros machine, they all hype each other up. There are hundreds of deaths from the knockout game and whites being killed by brainwashed black racist groups, and that just gets glossed over. So I think Antifa as agitators that we've seen kind of at Black Lives Matter events like Ferguson kind of running things, I think they have been causing death.
No, if you want to include BLM, BLM have directly been responsible for deaths. I mean, you can talk about Ishmael Brinsley, who said his killing of two police officers in New York, where he shot them in the head, by the way, one was Hispanic, one was Asian, was a revenge attack for Black Lives Matter. He actually said that. So he was hopped up on this racial hysteria. Of course, you had the Dallas massacre by a guy who went out and said specifically he wanted to kill white people, ended up shooting, I think, at least one black cop as well. Again, that was directly attributable to Black Lives Matter rhetoric. Their foundational guru, who is also idolized by this Antifa professor, is a cop-killing domestic terrorist. Well, what could possibly go wrong? Are they going to start killing people? Well, yeah, in the case of Black Lives Matter, their rhetoric has led to the murder of cops. So it's going to lead to the same thing with Antifa. This is coming, and it's not going to be long. The positive development, Alex, was in Berkeley last week. They had, I think it was a new ordinance or a law that was re-upped. It was brought back into line where they could arrest anyone who was wearing a mask or had a weapon. So if you have that in every single state at every protest, if you have that enshrined in law, if you're covering up your face at a protest or if you're carrying a weapon, you're subject to immediate arrest. That is going to shut down Antifa completely. Because in New Jersey, the feds are treating them as a terrorist movement anyway, so that could spread as well. Of course, you have the libertarian argument, should any domestic political group be treated as a terrorist group? Maybe not, but at least you could have that law in place which says if you're wearing a mask, you ain't coming to this protest. You're going at home in a paddy wagon or whatever. That worked at Berkeley. There was no mass riot, because beforehand, the cops at Berkeley were told to stand off. People got beat up.
Well, sure, and that's the next setup they've got for next week. I wanted to ask you about that, Paul. But what they do is, if you sign on to a group that says we believe in preemptive violence to shut down other people's speech, you're like the KKK bombing blacks in the 60s or something. You've gone out of free speech and are now a terrorist organization. So it's the anti-terror laws that have to be used against them. When they're in these meetings organizing this crap, they'll go, yeah, we're going to kill people, or we're going to stop speech. Boom, they get arrested. And then everybody else gets their rights. They lose theirs because they organize a criminal operation.
Well, that's what a lot of people call it. A lot of people say it's dangerous because then they could use it arbitrarily against any group and it would be abused. So that debate's ongoing. But again, I mean, just look what happened. They've caused absolute carnage, and now the professors are the ones who are leading the violence and calling for more violence. It's absolutely insane. Alex, I want to move on to some other stories now, though, because we've got about 5-6 minutes left. We were talking earlier about censorship by Facebook and Google. Meanwhile, they're propping up literal child exploitation and paedophilia. This is out of The Sun. YouTube accused of cashing in on child exploitation clips while cutting payments from a platform that gives abused women a voice. YouTube has been accused of making money out of child exploitation clips, and the clip they mention is a clown injecting a traumatized child with a giant needle. This is like bordering on paedophilia stuff. It's monetized. It's not age restricted. It's monetized. That's perfectly fine on YouTube. Oh, but I made a video criticizing modern art. That was not only demonetized, it was age restricted. Can't criticize modern art, no. Of course, with the age restriction thing, it prevents it from having that viral spread because people have to sign into their YouTube account just to watch the video. A lot of people don't have a YouTube account, so that's one way in which they push through this censorship. Again, all but one of my recent videos on YouTube over the past couple of weeks, they've all been demonetized. Again, I've cut out completely all the swear words, still demonetized. You've got makeup tutorial videos being demonetized. So it's not even about political targeting anymore. It's about a complete mess. The fact that they bought into this moral panic, this hysteria, which ramped up after Charlottesville. Now they're just censoring everything. The algorithm is completely broken. It's a complete embarrassment. It's affecting people who aren't even political. And they just pretend everything's fine and they just get along with it. They don't even bring it up as that there's a problem. They don't even acknowledge it. Absolutely incredible. I'm going to move on to some European news now, though. This is out of RT. Eiffel Tower goes bulletproof. France up security at iconic site. Now, we heard this was coming down the pipe a few months ago. Now work has begun on a bulletproof wall of glass along the base of the Eiffel Tower. The measure is part of a multi-million euro effort to improve security at the Paris tourist attraction amid the country's ongoing state of emergency. Okay, so if Europe had proper borders, it wouldn't need hideous internal borders such as this one. The great thing about the Eiffel Tower, what made it great in the first place, was that whole area was absolutely beautiful because it was wide open. No entrance fee, no barriers, no gates. You could just walk in there. Look up at the stunning building. This icon of Paris was wide open. It was brilliant. No longer. Because now we've accepted our cultural enrichment. They literally need to build a wall around it. Oh, but we can't build a wall around our own country. Even though Hungary did, and it literally stopped illegal immigration by like 98%. No, we can't do that. Breitbart reports French university suspends all courses due to migrant squatters. The University of Reims Champagne-Ardennes has suspended all courses due to security concerns after around 40 migrants began to squat on the campus only days after classes began. Now, this is replicated in numerous cities and towns all across France. You can go to Paris and see it. Many parts of France literally turning into migrant tent cities. They got a lot of heat over the Calais migrant camp. They raised it, and all the migrants simply moved into the streets. There's no solution to this. They won't deport them. More are coming in. It's an absolute mess. One of the bombers, one of the London bombers, was a Calais migrant, a refugee, that got into the country after going through on the European refugee route. His accomplice was also a refugee, a Syrian refugee. It's an absolute mess. Europe is under assault. And France, areas of France have been turned into giant open-air migrant camps. It's a total mess. Luckily, in places like Germany, the AfD is rising. There is some form of backlash. That's going to wrap it up, though, for the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Thanks for joining us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You deserve a deeper